If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey Pals. Oh, that's a gift to us from Rick Burns. Our mystery songs for Joey English all week are Miss Bette Midler. And you know the name of this.
This is Bette Midler?
This is a song I've been singing.
Yes.
Wow, I couldn't tell.
You couldn't?
No.
That's why I told you, because I knew you wouldn't get it. So this is Mr. Sandman. But this Friday, Wink Martindale is going to have one of his featured vintage visits, say that fast, with the divine Miss M. So thank you very much. That was fun. I thought it was going to be Wind Beneath My Wings or Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. So I have the rest of the week.
Something tells me you've sung all of those.
I have a wonderful chart for Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Look who's in the house, Joey Pals. on Monday, November 7th. This is our first Monday in the month of November, and it's week 140 of the word pandemic that we thought would be completely out of our vocabulary.
It's over. I told you a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. I think I said that week 101. I don't even know how many years that is.
I don't either. Weeks. Divide 52 into 140 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up on 3 years.
Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The deer hunter from last week. Never mind. From yes. mydohc.com. Okay, give me the report.
Well, the deer is doing fine. It calls us every day just to remind us.
Dear heart, wish you were here. Sorry. Oh, but I digress. Okay.
Yeah, so, and it's, guess what? It's snowing. It's snowing, and my little ski resort is opening like this weekend. It just opened.
Is it calling your name?
It's calling my name.
We have snow at the top of the tram.
I know. It came early this year, so that's all good news. Okay, well, you want me to talk about the bad news?
Well, no, not particularly, but
well, this
what
is,
are our choices?
Well, I don't want to spoil it because this is my favorite time of year, and I don't want to mess it up. But all right, so let's just talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Right? COVID's not gone. So I try to mention it less and less. But you know what? We are seeing an increase in lately. We've seen a lot of RSV, which we reported. This is the triple-demic. We're starting to see a lot of flu right now in the community.
Respiratory. Right,
well, respiratory syncytial virus normally.
Seasonal virus.
Syncytial.
I don't know that word, Brian.
I can't spell it.
Respiratory.
Syncytial virus. It circulates every winter along with the flu. It's normally, you see it in young children and premature at greatest risk. A lot of, there's not much you can do for it, you know, breathing tents, epinephrine, you know. But there's vaccines, obviously. Actually, there's a new vaccine that they just tried in mothers who were pregnant. So
that's
they gave
right.
the vaccine to moms for RSV.
That was the question I couldn't find.
Yeah, so they vaccinated pregnant moms, and now there's a transference of immunity to babies who are born.
Yes.
So now they don't have to give them immune globulin that's RSV specific. Anyway, adults can get it too, and we're seeing it in adults.
RSV.
RSV, and we're seeing a lot of influenza now, so it's starting to pick up, as we thought, and pretty serious cases, like hospitalized cases of flu. Well, we haven't even talked about the flu. And in fact, if there's any irony, we're seeing a lot of COVID too, but none of these
COVID people, also or COVID number two.
This is
COVID also. You see
COVID also. So okay. We're seeing all three. But the interesting thing is the flu is worse than the COVID infections right now, and so we're not overly worried about what's happening with COVID. We are. I talked about it last week. We are monitoring the XBB, the BQ1, the BQ11. That's the Burger King one. And we are monitoring these, and we are seeing like a slow uptick in percentage across in California specifically. But as I said, this is it's 7 additional mutations on the spike protein on top of 30. It does everything that the previous COVID did. It infects quickly, but the illness is minor. And we did talk about the only worry, it does have immune escape talent, meaning all of our antibodies won't work against it. We still have Paxlovid. That does work. Works wonders, actually. It's probably one of the better therapies that we have. And the booster, we know, still works against it, even though antithetically we would think, given the rapid mutation, it shouldn't work. But it was developed against the BA5, BA4, Omicron variant. So we expect it's going to have some activity, and it does. It's very protective.
I took Fernfield Brooks last Wednesday evening after she spoke at the Travel Club about producing, she calls her talk From Maud to Monk and Everything in Between. She produced those TV shows. And so we all went out to dinner, and our host got COVID for the third time, and he's fully vaccinated, fully boosted. He said, I went to a basketball game. I don't know if it, well, wasn't professional, so he must have gone to a high school, something. Anyway, said the guy behind me kept coughing, so I tested myself, and I had COVID. Never had a symptom. And then 4 days later, he tested
negative. Yeah.
How can you get COVID three times?
You know, you got to be in the right place at the right time, inhaling those bugs. And you know, we're seeing that. Our employees are fully vaccinated. Most are fully boosted as well. Most have gotten the bivalent booster. And I can tell you, only 7% of available adults in California have gotten the booster, the bivalent booster. So
what's number four?
Well, five for some of us.
That's right. That's right.
But one, the interesting thing is it hasn't had rapid uptake like we thought. We're still seeing, you know, patients come in to get the flu and that at the same time. But if you haven't got it by now, meaning not COVID, but you haven't got the booster by now.
Wouldn't I have to test?
It's never too late.
Wouldn't I have to test every darn day? I go to SoFi
Stadium.
Please. I mean, you know.
I was just there this last Sunday.
Yeah, I love that place. It's so beautiful.
Noisy, raucous. But
$18 hot dogs.
Oh, well, where I was at, they were free. Maybe you should have come and visited me.
Should have been with you. What'd you pay to park?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I should have been with you. We paid $125 to park.
You should have come. Oh, listen, next time, you know, come in my car.
What'd you go see?
I saw the Rams. 49ers.
I would have enjoyed. I had a dog in that fight. Tyler took me to see, you know, the Broncos and the Chargers. I did not have a dog in that fight.
Oh, you had a hot dog in that fight.
Yeah, an $18 one.
That's crazy.
Anyway, wouldn't I have to test every day?
What we tell patients now when they call, if they have any symptoms, we just say, assume you have COVID. Especially if you've been boosted and stuff. Assume you have COVID until proven otherwise. And we just tell them, do the same thing that we did before. Isolate. If you want to test. But we're not, I mean, our hospitals, I think Eisenhower last week had 11 total. Oh. And these are incidental. When people are admitted with COVID, it's not for COVID. They're there for something else. So, listen, we don't have to talk about anything that's going on in the space of COVID again, because it's the holiday season.
That's right. That'll just make it spike.
Exactly. It's here to stay.
Oh, I agree.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. So we make appointments for flu shots and COVID shots. What are the rules this week?
Well, if you're coming to Desert Oasis, and anyone can come to Desert Oasis, you don't have to be our member. It's no special club. We're providing these for the community. And in fact, even we're still giving monkeypox.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
MPX.
MPX. We're still giving shots for high-risk groups there. So we're in the community to do what we can to keep people healthy and well through the holidays.
I had to go see Dr. Afabli, you know, once a year.
Oh, yes. Whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah, and they say, why are you here? And she's moved. She got a bigger office. So they don't even check for COVID. They don't ask to see vaccination certificates, which, of course, I have from you. And they didn't they didn't test me.
Yeah, no, the world, I hate to say it, we've moved on.
Although everybody had to wear a mask.
Yeah, that's because the state still requires in health settings and in congregate settings where patients may be, healthcare providers and patients should, we're required to wear masks. In non-patient facing areas where you don't have to mask.
So, patient facing areas.
Right. There you go. There you have it.
But I didn't look when she weighed me. She covered up the part where she weighed me. She thinks I'm very, very healthy.
You look healthy from here.
I'll be 77.
77? That's like youngster.
Oh, yeah. Actually, around town it is, isn't it? In the Coachella Valley.
It's how you feel on the inside.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Why are you here? What are your aches? And they ask you all those questions, nurse practitioner. What aches and pains do you have? None.
It should have been, what aches and pains do you cause?
Do you give? That's it.
Right.
I'm a carrier.
Right.
We're visiting with Dr. Brian Hodgkins, pharmacist to the stars, a doctor of pharmacology, So you're not giving shots at the moment.
I haven't given a lot of shots this season.
Not even
last year. I gave hundreds.
Flu shots.
I'm pretty good. I told you I'm good with a needle.
Yeah, well, practice on an orange.
Yeah.
Okay, on the other side of the treasure chest, we've got a couple Joey questions. A couple of them are pretty interesting about COVID, of course. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.